This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Realtor Amy Kite, Next Door and Window, and Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio. I'm back in the saddle. Joe's back. We got Amy. We got a great crew here. Justin's here. We got Josh here. I'm ready to go. I had a week in San Francisco. Yeah. My kids want to go to San Francisco, Joe. So
I have no idea why.
Either do I.
All right.
But that's where we went.
You're a good dad.
I am a great dad. Because if it was my choice, we'd be someplace warm with a swim-up bar and margaritas. Not San Francisco. But as you could tell, I have no say in anything that happens in my house. Amy will attest to that.
I will.
And I just stay in my lane, Joe. I just try to make it to the next
your best.
Day.
I do my best.
I do my best. I'm a loving father. You want to go to San Francisco next time? Not with me. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. But I will tell you that one of the coolest things is Muir Woods. If you've never been to Muir Woods, they've got 2,000, 3,000-year-old trees there, redwood trees. Unbelievable. So that was one of the highlights of the trip. And going to Alcatraz. Right. Tried to get one-way tickets for my kids, but they wouldn't do that. 312-981-7200. I said, why don't you swim back? It's good exercise.
See if you could do it.
I bet you can do it.
Come on.
They've got good food. Did you have some good seafood?
On Alcatraz?
No. Okay, maybe not there.
No, it was
not at Alcatraz.
They tell you repeatedly, do not eat on Alcatraz because it's a bird sanctuary and you can't do anything to impact the birds. The birds got more rights than the humans in Alcatraz. So there we go. So we're back. I'm ready. Dane, thank you, Dane. Did a great job.
He was good.
Hosting for me last weekend. I was listening to part of the show until I had to go do something. I think we were going to Alcatraz. There you go. 312-981-7200, which is also very cool if you've never been.
Mm-mm.
Second time, it's enough. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We've got a packed show. Justin's back. You haven't been here in a long time, buddy.
Well, I think it was last fall.
Last fall. Yeah, when it started getting cold, I think that was your last show. Well, welcome back, man. We got you're busy. You know, crazy weather. It's snowing now. It was 60 degrees last week, and
yeah,
up and down.
As always, window replacement is really strong here in Chicago, so we could always expect that coming out of a long winter.
And Benny,
business is good.
And Benny just reminded me. I was all excited getting back. We've got the Elwood buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
So Elwood, how many buddies to Chicago, buddy?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
All right, let's hit it. 312-981-7200. Amy, what are we talking about today, my friend? Rates are up. It's funny because nobody believes me or believes you because we do it every day. It's like, right. CNBC, I printed this out. CNBC report, breaking news, even though we've been talking about it for the past 4 to 6 weeks. CNBC mortgage rates soar closer to 5%. In its second huge jump this week, which is a shock. Only been talking about that for about a month. And here's another story that I sent to you last night. Pending home sales sink in February.
Yep.
Setting a grim tone as housing market enters key spring season. So these are things we're going to talk about. We experience it every day. This is to all of our listeners. We experience this every day. You know, when you hear those reports, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac rates are up this week. Well, yeah, they were up last week. That's a trailing indicator, and they're telling you what happened the previous week. So what are we talking about in your segment today? Because there's a ton of information. Market is slowing. Rates are up. You can't sustain this level of sales activity on the real estate side because it's more expensive to buy homes as rates go up. It's just a fact.
Yep, and so that's what we're going to talk about is how is this interest rate impacting people? Now, and and not to scare anybody, because the fact is, when a market shifts, houses are still sold. So the market's not going to stop altogether. We're still going to have people who need to sell, and we're still going to have people who want to buy. So it's just, how is this going to impact you, and what do you need to be doing right now or considering?
If you're positioning yourself to sell or buy a home in the future.
Correct.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is our phone number, our text. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Justin Bartley, next door on Windows, saw a couple of your signs out in my neighborhood off of Landwehr. Saw a next door on Windows sign right there.
And that's in what town, David?
Northbrook.
Very nice.
Yeah. So I'm driving down Landwehr. I'm like, that looks familiar. I'm like, he's going to be on this weekend. So you guys put little placards out, this home being, you know, windowed by.
We put the yard signs out at all of our jobs. The customers are happy to do that. They're happy with the work. And so it's a great way to tell the neighbors.
I want you to talk about how the supply chain issues, if it's impacting you, how it's impacting you, what this inflation has done with your business, and how are you handling it? Roy was in here a couple of weeks ago. I think you texted in that he said, hey, March 1st, our pricing is going up 10% because we have to, right? It used to cost $1.87 to put gas in all of our vans. It's now costing us over $4.50. We've eaten all those costs over the past whatever couple of 5, 6, 8, 12 months. He can't stay in business without passing that on. So I'd love for you to talk to us about how that's impacting windows and doors and what you're doing with pricing, because we're just in an inflationary market right now. Pricing are going up.
We are still seeing the impacts of COVID and with the supply chain disruptions, but some of our products have gone up a lot more than others, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. For example, the vinyl products versus fiberglass products, we have seen a big difference in the increases in prices. Time frames, lead times, we are still seeing extended lead times, and that has not gone away. In normal times, we usually do our projects in about 6 to 8 weeks, mm-hmm. from start to finish, from the time you place the order to the install. And now we're at still about 4 to 6 months.
Wow.
We always recommend if you're interested in home improvement projects and you want to get it done in 2022, don't delay much longer, because we're already quoting people, July, August for installs on purchases today. So unfortunately, that hasn't fixed itself yet. We do see that subsiding, over the next year.
If our listeners want to reach out and get more information while they're waiting for your segment, where should they go to get more information about Next Door and Window?
You can call 1-800-NEXT-DOOR or go to 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com.
It's funny that you say that about the vinyl, because Joe has vinyl undergarments, and he was telling me how expensive.
It's not solid vinyl.
I know. It's
no, that's not. It's like a vinyl fabric.
I know. It's a vinyl fabric that washes very easily.
But it's made out of petroleum products.
And he was just complaining on the way over.
Can we get a picture of that?
No.
Post that.
No.
Up on
yes,
Facebook.
We can.
Don't want that.
But it's OnlyFans,
right.
Which I learned from
Fan page.
You got to pay extra for that. So we'll get to that. I just can't help myself.
Yeah,
I've been
it's
off
good
a week.
To see you again,
I've had all this stuff built up.
Yeah,
haven't
San
seen
Francisco
you in
build up.
5 months, and here you
I
go.
Know.
Are we going to get a look at the butt implants that he
Yes.
Had?
Yes,
okay.
We will.
Later we will. Okay.
I didn't hear that part. I'm hearing it from everybody else, but I didn't actually
hear
it.
Well, thanks for listening while you were on vacation.
Nice. It's not easy.
It's all, but he doesn't even know. See, it just, that shows you how good
I'll show you, Amy.
The operation
thanks,
went.
Joe
went to Mexico for 3 months because they have a specialist down there that does buttocks implants. And
why would I get that?
Because you need it.
Why?
Because your pants fall off without them. 312-981-7. We'll talk about it off the air. Josh, how are you?
Terrific.
I'm sure the people in Canada, BMO, corporate, are going, what the hell do we sponsor this show for?
Why?
Well, yeah. This is going right in the rocks.
A lot of people are saying
sorry, Wendy.
Right now.
Sorry, Wendy in sales. There goes your customer. What's going on? Okay, just quick snapshot. We got to go to a break because Benny's barking in my ear. What's going on? You're seeing it. You're the commercial banking guy.
Yep, I'm seeing it across the board. Costs are going up. Shipping fees are going up. Supplies are harder to get. Fortunately, I'm having a lot of clients that are picking up business and starting to do better, kind of getting over COVID. A lot of businesses failed, and there's a lot of new businesses coming into the market and taking over where others previously left and kind of changing how they're doing business.
Also known as capitalism.
Exactly.
And resiliency.
Yes. Right. Yes. A lot of lending, a lot of lines of credit, extremely busy, which is terrific.
Good.
And BMO, as you know, is really stepping up and helping the small business owner and business owners out there. And on the personal side as well with home equities. We got a couple home equity specials going on right now. And now would really be the time if you're looking at doing any projects to your home and looking to do some financing, I would say let's get together as soon as we can because we haven't seen a major change in appraisals right at this point. Now, obviously, we always have those fights where sometimes something comes in lower, and you know our job is trying to get you the best we can, and that's what we're here for.
Phone number and website?
312-835-1289. You can Google me or bmoharrisbank.com. Ask for Joshua Herman, and they'll direct you to myself and my team.
312-981-7200. Text from Dykstra, Rich Dykstra Sr. We have a 9% increase coming on the 4th of April. Mm-hmm. So there you go. I mean, it's across the board. MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
Good to see you.
Thanks for listening and hearing.
I know. Sometimes it's not easy. But, you know, Aim, a lot of people are remodeling now. Two reasons. Number one is they bought a house that really wasn't perfect for them. It was kind of an urgency buy, and they want it right.
Yep.
And the second reason is that they're back in love with their home, and they just say, I'm going to stay here.
Right. They couldn't find something, and so they're like, you know what? How are we going to make this what we want since we weren't finding what we wanted in the market? And so we're going to make this our perfect home.
So it's good for us. We're very busy. I'll go with Justin and just say, if you want it done, start planning. That's all. We're not saying we're going to charge you. Just we can help you plan.
Okay. Well, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're coming back with Amy Kite. We're going to break down this market and have all of our experts chime in because the real estate market...
We're going to fix the market.
We're going to discuss...
No, but I mean, are we going to do anything about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to single-handedly fix this market.
Okay, perfect. This show is going to be better.
Just me, you, and Amy. That's it.
No, we need Josh.
Josh and Justin will be our consultants.
Josh is a banker. He's in control.
I know. Okay. Well, he controls everything.
I might give you the money.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago and AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh at BMO Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
here. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Name challenged. There's a term for that. 312-981-7200. Special thanks to Mike and Sue Kochman, Gina Flisk, Michael Greco, Ann Sanders, Joseph Peidel Jr. for donating to the Vestathon we had.
Oh, somebody asked. So you're still taking donations?
Sure. Go to cpdvest.com.
Good.
Yeah. Right now. You go there. It's going to be up there all the time. We bought the domain. So knock yourselves out if you want to donate. Be greatly appreciated. I'm thanking everybody on the air. Doing it blocks of five. 312-981-7200. Pending home sales in February, according to CNBC, Amy, even though we've been talking about it nauseam for the past 5 weeks on the show, setting a grim tone as housing market enters key spring season. Key points, setting a soft tone for the usually busy spring season. Pending home sales, which measure signed contracts on existing homes, fell 4.1% in February compared to January. This is the 4 straight months of declines in pending sales, which are an indicator of future closings 1 to 2 months out. The median monthly payment on the new mortgage is now taking up a much larger share of the typical consumer's income. It jumped 8.3% in February compared to January. Okay, so now it's in writing in a CNBC.com article. So now it must be true.
It's official.
It's official, even though we've been talking about it.
Yep.
And I've been running up and down the dial talking about it. Sell your home now. Sell your home now. Sell your home now before rates continue to go up, because you have a better shot of rates hitting 5 than they do 3 again. And I'm clairvoyant. Here I am, Mr. Genius. And we're in the 5s. Okay.
We're in the 5s.
You know, this article's crap. We're in the 5s. Okay. If you're a 680 credit score, putting 10% down on a home, it's going to start with a 5. The days of your pre-approval at 2.625, you could wipe your tuchus with it, because it doesn't mean anything. It's gone. We're in March of 2022. We're not in August of 2020, when the 10-year note was at 0.5 and rates were at 2.625. We're at the 10-year's at 2.3, and we're in the 5s. Take it away.
Well, as you and I were talking before we even got on the air, in December, January 1st, you were giving rates in the low 3s.
Yep.
We're in the 5s, folks. So a couple things. One of them is, people are still going to buy and sell, so don't freak out. You're just going to pay a little more.
Yep.
And so people still need to move. They moved in 2008, 9, 10, and 11 when the market has shifted. We're going to see another shift, folks. It's okay. You just need to get a new pre-approval. If you're out there looking right now, go get a new one right now and verify that what you're approved for. Start looking at the new price range, because it has adjusted, and determine whether now's the right time for you. We are going to see this market turn on a dime. I'm going to say it. It's going to turn here on a dime very quickly. We're going to find in 30 to 60 days this market moves from, there's going to be a bit of a standstill. We saw it in 2015. We'll see it again.
Hold that thought. We got to go to news. We're going to come back with this topic with Amy Kite, more about the housing market, more about it might cost you more because the price of money, the cost of money has gone up. But when the pricing comes down, you're going to be able to, you're still not going to be paying. Pricing of houses are not going to continue to jump at 5 to 10% like we're seeing. So we're going to see a little slide back. So the house you're going to buy might be a little less expensive. So yes, you'll be paying more interest on the money, but you'll be financing less. There's a yin and a yang.
Yep.
So don't freak out. We're going to have a solution and tell you how to get through this after the break, because Kleppen is frothing at the mouth. Would you shut up and let me do news? 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Take it away, Kleppen, after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Kleppen, I've never seen a V-neck sweater like yours. Andy, have you ever seen it with removable arms?
Like the zipper?
Yeah, so it kind of looks like a muscle tee, but it's a muscle sweater.
You fill out that sweater real nice.
How am I supposed to flex in a long sleeve shirt?
Time to put some hustle behind this muscle.
That's why they have sweaters without zippers on the arms.
I need to flex after every newscast. It's in my rider, and this is going to keep on happening.
All right.
So the zip sleeves are staying.
Andy, I'd shut the door.
He points the way to the weight room after one.
Yes.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We're talking what to do in this market, Amy. And how long have you been selling real estate?
18 years.
18 years. So I've been doing mortgages 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's been doing home improvement since the 60s. You look great, by the way. Fantastic.
I started young.
You do the math. Do the math on that in the 60s.
60s. 77.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's losing his mind. It was the 60s. But he keeps forgetting. You've sold houses in up markets. You've sold houses in down markets. You've sold houses in 2.5% 30-year fixed markets that we just had 2.5 years ago. You sold houses when the rates were at 6 and 7%.
Right.
The market is the market, Amy.
Right. Right. And we sell houses in all of it. So it's people are going to continue to buy and sell. It's just and you hit the nail on the head, David. As the interest rates go up and people afford less, then the housing prices have to fall backwards. They have to. It's just what's going to happen. And so one of the things that I actually worked on this week was how the interest rate is affecting a buyer. And right now you could afford to pay 12% more for a property than what you will when the interest rate goes up 1%. And so, if you're haggling over and you're fighting over a house, you may want to pay an extra $10,000 or $20,000 to get it at today's interest rate, because we know these rates are going to continue up. We know they are. The government said this is how they're going to attempt to control the economy and the inflation. They're going to move these interest rates up.
And we have a text. How do you stop inflation? Josh, why don't you chime in? You stop, here, I'll let the banker answer that question.
You know, one good thing about rates going up is that now you actually can get rates on savings accounts and CDs and the savings portion of it for some of our retired folks is actually becoming more stabilized, where before you're getting, you know, point nothing on your money. Now you could actually come in and get a 2% CD or a decent money market that is starting to change, where before it was like, just forget about it and put it in your checking account or keep a separate side account because you're not earning anything on it. So, you know, there are some benefits with when rates go up, the lending rates go up, the savings rates soon to follow as well. But yeah, to answer your question with inflation, I have many different companies out there and businesses out there, manufacturers, the food distributors, and they're coming to me on a regular basis saying, you know, I just had a client the other day that does wood floors and their prices doubled. I had a manufacturer come to me, manufactures food. Their prices went up 30%.
Yeah. It's a real thing.
It's across the board. Our distributors that were buying butter for $1.50 a week ago came back at $2.25 today.
Until you stop the demand, though. Until people stop going to buy a home. When's inflation going to stop? Okay. When's housing? When are the prices of housing going to stop meteorically going up? Okay, yep. Amy just said it. When the rates get to a certain point, she sent an email out to our team with all of our pre-approvals. I need updated pre-approvals on everybody. Okay, why? Explain, Amy.
Well, we had a buyer who last Monday we sent back to get an updated pre-approval from one she had gotten in December. And she was approved in December for $600,000. She was approved on Monday for $500,000. And I'll bet you if we send her back today, it's at $450,000. Right?
It is that meteoric. It is that aggressive. And that's what Amy's just, you got to hammer that home. You have a buyer who now qualifies for $100,000 less in financing because of the higher rates.
Yep.
It's just a fact.
And that is going to force. And so, you know, people think that interest rates only affect buyers. No, they don't. They're going to affect the sellers because the sellers are not going to get as much money for their house. And so in 2015, like I mentioned, we saw this happen and it stalled the market. They increased rates. It stalled the market. They sat there for about 5-6 months and then they dropped the interest rates back a little bit to get the economy going again. Now, here's the issue. This is taking bigger steps because the inflation has gotten so far out of control. So this has already taken a bigger jump than what it did in 2015.
Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, I was going to mention, you know, you have to look at where rates were. You know, during COVID, the discount rate basically went to zero,
right,
to try to stimulate growth in the economy. So we were at an extremely low base just to get the economy going.
And with that, the government flooded everybody's bank accounts with money.
That, right.
Okay, in order to keep things, even those listeners that didn't need that money to survive got money in their bank accounts that they then took and put into the economy, which was great for the economy, but here we are now.
Right. Okay? And so when you've got too much money chasing too few goods, that's called inflation. But a lot of the inflation is probably due to the supply chain disruptions, sure, COVID, and once that works its way through, you know, hopefully we'll see the price level stabilize, and we can have that soft landing that we're hoping for, right, David?
100%, and it happens all the time. Hey, I've been doing this 21 years.
Right.
You've been doing it 18 years.
Right.
Okay, we've seen markets. We lived through 2007, 2008. Okay, yep. Blood in the streets. Okay, the houses, $500,000 house on the last Friday in January was going for $350,000 on the last January on the last Friday in March. It was like catching falling knives. Yep. It was no bottom. You had inventory, 40 months worth of inventory, Amy, back in those days.
Yeah, we had a lot for sure. And now we're down to a month, you know, 2 months, and we're going to see that creep back up. And understand, it has been historically low, the inventory rates. I mean, we've never seen inventory rates this low. So, guys, we have to have this adjustment. We have to, because things have absolutely gotten out of control. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. And you know what? The pandemic kind of got us here. It is what it is. We're going to see some drastic measures to get us out. And we need that. And then we're going to go back to more reality. And right. That's what we need, because this isn't been reality.
Here, I keep hearing this soft landing. Then we got to go to a break. I keep hearing, oh, the Fed's doing this to ensure a soft landing. Here, let me tell you one thing. The Fed got us, and I'm not knocking the Fed. This is just a fact, and this is my opinion, not NextStar's. The Fed got us into this mess by just flooding the zone with so much damn money that people didn't need. Okay, the people that needed the money, Joe, should have gotten the money. Joe, no, you know a ton of business owners. Josh, you know a ton of business owners that got a whole boatload of money.
And they didn't need it.
That they didn't need it. Okay, and what did they do? They spent it. So when you've got that much spending pressure on the market, okay, what's going to happen? The shelves are going to empty. Then you have a supply chain issue. We can't get boats unloaded. Then you got some moron, just some complete dictator blowing up a country next door to him because he thinks he can, and it's his. We got everything spinning completely. We got drunken dreidel spinning off tables right now. That's what's going on.
Nobody knows what that is.
Nobody. Well, a drunk Amy knows.
A drunken dreidel.
Josh knows. Like,
so you told
it's
me what a dreidel
it's
was.
It's a dreidel
you
that's told drunk. Me that, 312-917-2003.
It's a top.
It's a top, yes.
It's a spinning top.
But how can you have a drunken dreidel? It makes no sense.
It's just an analogy, Joe. It's just like your butt implants. It's a, that's a fact.
No, that's different.
That's a fact. A drunken dreidel is a thing.
No.
312-981-72. It's like vinyl underpants. That's a fact, too. You going to debate that?
Yes.
All right. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's a Mega Pro. It's called text and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The bodies coming into the trades. The amount of people that are going out due to age and retirement. The attrition is greater than the addition. Look at that. Put that on a bumper sticker.
Wow.
Yep, you're welcome.
Wow.
Joe, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but wrong.
Oh!
A lot of these people, a lot of these young people are exploring the trades. I'm telling you.
They should.
Now back to David Hochberg. They should. Home Sweet Home.
Oh, they
Chicago.
Are. We're doing very good. We're having training every Saturday morning.
Are you really?
Yeah.
New people coming in.
Yep. Meaning we're training them on the use of a saw. Do you know what I'm saying? Young guys that really, really want to invest in the trades.
That's great. That's great.
And where do you find them? The high schools? And
you know what? Facebook, believe it or not. I mean,
really?
That's our best recruiting tool
that
right now.
That actually shocks me, because then they can't, they're not high schoolers, because high schoolers aren't on Facebook unless it's their parents that are sharing it with them. So...
Hey, Johnny.
We got to do TikTok.
Get off of Instagram.
Joe, you need to get into TikTok.
TikTok?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
I think.
Maybe those implants on TikTok.
There you. Well, not on you. Not on you. You're not appealing.
How can I get them
to
out of me?
Women.
Like you,
I think the vinyl underpants
I'm not
look
appealing
better
to
with
women.
No,
you're a woman. You find me not appealing?
No. See, but that is a good translation of that. No, I'm saying
exactly.
You don't necessarily, you know, you aren't appealing only to women, so we don't necessarily want you. You want some young men, too, so.
I don't really know where you're going in, but all I'm saying is that these young people are coming in. Our recruiting tool right now is Facebook.
Facebook,
believe
I'm
it or not.
Shocked. Right. My kids have, they will not touch Facebook.
What's wrong with your kids?
They're TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah. Here, I'm 55 years old, and I made this comment to an executive at I'll just leave it at that. I made this comment. I'm 55 years old. I know social media is important to me in my business. That's why I hire a company for $1,500 a month to make videos. I've got better things to do with my time than to make TikTok videos to attract younger people, right? So take that for what it's worth, okay? $1,500 a month. The guy does a great job. And I'm very happy. 312-981. Just leave it out
there.
We're
talking about an ad on Facebook.
I'm
that
just
says,
letting
you know. Hey, Megan's looking for
And you're
people.
Talking TikToks. I mean, you know.
I'm not. Amy is.
Amy is. I'm not making TikTok videos. Right. Unless my daughters ask me to make a TikTok. Then I'll sit in there and dance like an idiot. You know, for 7 seconds.
You guys see that?
Yeah. And then I got to pop a couple of Aleve because I'm in traction. 312-981-7200. Danny, how are you?
Hello, how's everyone?
Everyone's great. Got a question. This is a great question. I just want to start this with this. 708, Dan. David, took your advice on paying my credit cards every Friday. It took a few months, but paid them off, and my credit scores went from 650 to 800. Thank you for the plan.
Sweet.
There you go. You've got a question about refinancing, and should you buy, you know, wait to buy a car? I've got a 2x4 in my hand. Go ahead, ask your question.
Here it is. Well, first of all, on a side note, I refinanced it with you when you were with the other company. I'm currently at 3625.
Yep.
And I owe probably about 65 on the house. The house is in Mount Greenwood. It's worth 200 to 220.
Sure.
I procrastinated because I was going to sell it, but now I think I'm going to keep it.
Okay.
Before I refinance with you here eventually,
yep.
Should I buy a new car? Will that affect my credit score?
Well, if you want your credit scores to go down about 40 to 50 points, Josh, I'd not buy a car. But what are you going to do? Are you going to refinance a $65,000 loan? Are you taking money out, or are you just going to drop the...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, are you looking to take money out?
Yeah, I'm looking to do a cash out. Hopefully, you know, maybe $60,000 to $70,000.
Okay.
On it.
All right. Yeah, I want to buy a car. If you buy a car for cash, yeah. If you finance anything and somebody's got to pull your credit, when buying a window, how important is it when financing windows, Justin?
Your credit score?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you want to buy a whole house of windows, there's a good chance you're going to want to finance that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, don't do any major purchases before you're going to go apply for a mortgage. Josh, would you agree with that?
Agreed. And I would actually take a look at maybe doing a home equity loan rather than relocking in your $60,000+ sure. at a low rate right. to lock it into a much higher rate.
We could talk about all those different options.
Yeah, there's a lot of different options you could do. Right. I mean, a lot of the dealerships have very low financing, but if you're looking to take some of the equity out of the house, I would definitely look at some other alternatives.
Yeah, do not apply. And this isn't just for you, Dan, because we get this call all the time. If you have a lease, you could go to the car company and extend the lease out at least 6 months or 8 months. You don't have to get a new car.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
so
if
you don't buy and don't open anything, don't close anything, don't apply for anything, don't open any new credit, don't buy any furniture, any boats, any cars. I mean, I've seen everything in 21 years.
But extending a lease won't affect it.
Extending a lease will not affect it because you're going from a 36 or 48 another 6 months.
No, I think
that's
important.
You know, you're not taking out new credit. You're just extending existing credit. So answer to your question, Danny, do not buy a car unless it's for cash. If you're going to take out a mortgage in the future.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. The car is not that important. That was just a question. I thought that was the answer I was going to get. But a home equity loan may be the way to go for me instead of doing a cash out.
Well, yes. We will look at a ton of different options. We sent, I think, 10 of our listeners over to Josh's team this week. I think Friday alone, I saw 5 emails go out because it didn't make sense to refine. It might make sense for you to refine it. We don't know. Okay, but we will run the numbers, and if it doesn't make sense, we will refer you over to Josh and his team. We've got Prav
and Edwin and
a whole new team.
A number of others, we're putting a really solid, rock-solid team together.
Why'd you name him Prav?
No, that's her name.
Oh, it's a girl.
Yeah, it's a woman's name. Pravika?
Mm-hmm.
Pravika something.
Pravika's nicer.
Yeah, they call her Prav.
She goes by Prav.
I'll call her Pravika from
please.
Now. Well, here, have Pravika right. call in and see if she...
Doesn't it feel good coming out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Pravika.
I just want to go to whatever. Dan, thanks for the opportunity, buddy. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Thanks for allowing us to use your example to educate other listeners on what to do and what not to do before applying for a loan, any type of mortgage, because it will impact your rate. We've got Don Kleppen coming up. And Donnie, I want you to stick around after the news. We're going to do a little. I'm going to step in for Anna DeVlantis. A lot of things happened during the week I was out. We've got bathroom challenges and a missing coffee maker, and I want to get to the bottom of it, Kleppen, and I want Kleppen's involvement.
You weren't here. I think
I know who the culprit
wrong.
Is. I just started getting emails.
All right.
The bathroom shut down, and then I go get a coffee, and our fancy coffee maker's not here. I've gone a week, and the place is falling apart. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. Anna, we got a text. Is Anna no longer with the station? Her job, trust me, is safe. You don't want me being the mere clap and being the investigative reporter for WGN.
Or being investigated, you guys wouldn't hold up.
No, we would not hold up at all. 312-981-7200. Marcia in Chicago, you've got a great question. I'm going to take your question, answer it, go to break, come back with Justin Bartley from Next Door on Windows. What's your question for our listeners to learn from?
Hi. I wanted to find out what's involved in getting the private mortgage insurance off of my mortgage payment.
It's a great question. How much did you put down when you bought the house?
I believe it was about maybe $10,000.
Okay. Was it 5%? What percent did you put down? 5%, 3%?
Yeah, I want to say 3%.
Was it an FHA loan?
You know what? I don't have all the details in front of me.
Well, that's important.
But, the house value has gone up by about, you know, 150. So can you get it reappraised?
Well,
do you have to refinance?
Hang on. If you have an FHA loan and you recently took it out, I think 2000, I'll get the exact date of when it went into effect. But if you put down less than 10%, you have PMI on an FHA 30-year fixed loan for the entire length of that loan. So if you're in an FHA, that's why I asked you if you're in an FHA loan. If you're in an FHA loan and you only put down 3%, you've got PMI on that loan for all 30 years. Okay? Write to Senator Durbin about that and then write the letter and then burn it because he's not going to read it. Complete worthless. Okay? So
does she have to then refi?
If you have an FHA loan, you have to refinance to drop the PMI, okay? But you got to check the rate and then check the new payment without the PMI at the higher rate. A lot of things go into that, a lot of moving pieces, okay? So here's what I want you to do. If you have a Fannie Mae Freddie Mac loan and you had $150,000 worth of appreciation, you only put 3% down, you should be able to contact your lender, your servicer, and ask them to remove it for you. Okay, they might ask you to do an appraisal in order to get that, but some of the servicers are looking in their system to see what other homes they've sold within your area to determine value and don't need to spend $400 to $500 on an appraisal. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to find your mortgage statement, scan it, and email it to me, david@56david.com, and I will look at it and answer that question for you and give you some advice, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, David.
Right. You're the best. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Thank you for listening to the show. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Justin Bartley, Next Door and Windows. We're going to come back, talk about why now is a good time with the wind chill at 16 degrees outside. Thanks for blowing our day, Kleppen, with the Statist Vault. Why now is a good time to start talking about doors and windows after these messages. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
No, I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
Have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
We're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's like the Dykstra.
This is a good show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seriously. Do you like it, Justin?
Love this show.
Okay.
It's my favorite show.
When you're not here, do you? No.
I always listen.
Do you?
Yeah. He's loyal. He knows. He knew about the butt implants. You didn't.
Hey, you're right.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
But there's
it
no internet.
Sound like I missed a lot.
There's no internet in Mexico. Whatever. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200 is we got some text messages, so that's kind of cool. Text pictures. We got a ton of text messages.
Muir Woods is quiet and peaceful. David, did you change that?
No.
That is a good one.
That's a great text.
Yeah, that's a great one.
We're going to send you Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice for that one. 312-981-7200.
Answer the question, though.
No, it's very peaceful.
Still?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Okay, they're like 3,000-year-old trees there. It's unbelievable.
You didn't wake them up?
No, I didn't wake them up.
Disturb them?
No, it was like a Star Wars scene. Remember the scene where Yoda raised the...
Never seen Star Wars.
Okay, there you go.
You're no way.
hockey Never. Team we
oh
have.
Oh, my until. God.
Joe's like, he's been working since he's been five.
I work a lot.
312-981-7200, which means drink a tequila. 312-981-7200. Go to
Jobs
WGN.
Jobs change over time.
David.com. We got a text message I gave you. I just presented to you with the picture. Can you read that text message and answer the listener's text question? Because I think that's in... helps out other listeners.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming it's the text with the pictures of the windows
yep.
below it.
That would be a good assumption.
Would Nextdoor and Windows be able to replace a window like this one that opens? The inside never got finished. That would need to be done as well.
What the heck?
So it's an interesting shaped window. It has an elliptical top on it.
Okay.
But it also looks like possibly it might have a squared outside. So I would probably need to see the outside of it.
Okay.
But if the window has an elliptical, like a rounded top,
yep.
typically we're not going to be able to get one that opens.
Okay.
So based on the picture from the inside, I would say we could not get one that opens. But if it looks square on the outside, then of course we could get one that opens.
312-981-7200. It's Window Talk here with Justin Bartley at Nextdoor Windows. Joe Loyal, Home Sweet Home Chicago listener from Naperville, called you guys to find out, is it better to replace a window with fiberglass or vinyl or wood? Wood is also an option, very expensive option, due to the wood shortages that are going on here. What do you recommend, wood, fiberglass, vinyl?
Well, this time of year we get tons of calls from people like Joe that went through another winter of cold, leaky, rotting windows that don't open and close. So a lot of people out there with window problems. But if anybody has ever tried shopping for windows, it can be very confusing. And so Joe had come to us and he had a few quotes on windows, and he was thoroughly confused as to, you know, what's the best window option for his particular home. And he had received quotes for probably the most common replacement window material is vinyl, or it had been over the past 30 years.
For what reason?
Inexpensive.
Okay. It's a good reason.
Yes. And it's fairly efficient as well.
Easy to take care of?
Yes, low maintenance.
Okay.
So that's vinyl. But Joe's question was, you know, which window is going to last the longest? Which window is actually going to fit the look of my home? That's a big concern people have. Like, if I put this window in, is it going to detract from the house? And what happens at the time of resale? Will I get my money back? So these are some of the questions that Joe had, and I thought it would be a good opportunity to talk about the most the fastest growing trend we're seeing with a fiberglass material for the window replacement.
What are the cost differences?
We're going to get to that.
Okay,
we're going to get to the cost differences.
Dave, don't rush them, all right?
I'm just asking questions.
And how about the colors?
Yeah, and then we're going to hit on the colors as well. So fiberglass, we all know fiberglass is used in boats. It's a really popular option for pools now, too, in-ground pools.
Sure.
Those are mostly big fiberglass shells, because fiberglass is really good for stability over time. Obviously, with moisture and water, it doesn't affect the material. So if we look at, I thought we could look at the difference between vinyl and fiberglass and talk about some of the benefits of fiberglass windows. So the fiberglass material is going to be about 8 times stronger than vinyl. And so the benefits to that are, over time, 8, 10, 20 years time, vinyl can start to degrade, and the windows and doors can actually have a really hard time operating and opening and closing, where the strong fiberglass material will hold its integrity for much longer. So you're going to get 20, 30 years of really good use from the fiberglass. Another benefit of the strength of fiberglass is you can make the frames really narrow. And I know Joe had been talking about, he recently put windows in. He likes how narrow the frames are. And with the fiberglass material, you can really maximize the glass space. So when you buy windows, you want to bring the outdoors in. That's the whole point. You want to maximize the glass space. With some of the vinyl windows on the market, because the window is, that material is weak, they make the frames really thick. And you can lose a lot of glass space. And people are really disappointed with that. So another benefit of fiberglass. Most importantly, the fiberglass product will hold its integrity over time so that the windows will seal much better because they're not going to be expanding and contracting with the hot and the cold changes that we see in Chicago. Another big problem we see with the vinyl, with the hot and cold extremes, you get expansion and contraction, and you'll even lose the seal in the glass. I'm sure most of us have had that happen where you get fog in between the panes, and that's because the window framing is moving, expanding and contracting, and it actually forces that seal to break in the glass. And then you have fog in your window, and there's no way to fix that. So those are some of the benefits of the strength of the fiberglass over vinyl. Aesthetics are really important. People are really concerned. They're going to get new windows, make a big investment. Is this going to look like it's supposed to be there? Is it going to maintain the original character of the home? And again, we talked about some of the drawbacks with the vinyl windows, where they can look like big and boxy, and they can detract from the look, and you lose some glass space in there. Where the fiberglass product, it's going to be the closest thing to a real wood window that you're going to find in the market. Most folks had original wood windows in the house. They want to kind of keep that original look and character of the home. And the fiberglass window really gives you a way to maintain that look of a wood window, but yet get the zero maintenance or very low maintenance that you would get from a non-wood product. Colors and options. Another really big trend we're seeing right now, it's black windows.
That's what I got.
Yes. There you go. Joe?
I was looking at that myself.
That's what Hochberg's got, and he doesn't even know it.
That's what my wife has.
No.
Black, black windows, we've seen that as a rising trend over the past probably 5 years. And with black windows, they're going to absorb a lot of heat. And again, with that vinyl product, if you try and do a black window, probably in 10 years, that window is going to be warped and bowed, and it's just not going to function as it should. So we really like the fiberglass product for the dark colors, the dark bronze, and the black.
Can you paint it? I'm sorry.
It is paintable, but it's completely low maintenance. You do not need to paint it, but you could paint it. If you changed your mind in 10 years, it is a paintable product.
How about the aluminum clad?
Aluminum clad is a good exterior finish, but you don't want to paint that because it has a special finish on the outside.
How come I felt like the black would last longer on the cladding as opposed to the fiberglass? Is that not true?
I'm not sure. The fiberglass has an acrylic finish that's going to be a very fade resistant, hold up very well over time.
Like I said, I'm old fashioned.
The last important part that folks should think about is resale.
Hold that thought, because I got to hit the bottom of the hour news. So that's called a tease in the radio business here. I think we just did it phenomenally. If I do grade ourselves on the performance of that tease, that is a great tease.
No, it wasn't. It's too long. You're dragging it out.
Okay. We're going to shorten it. Coming back after the break, after Don Klempin and Andy.
Klempin.
That's his real name. They changed it at Ellis Island when he came over. All right. It was the Klempins from wherever the hell he's from.
The Klempins that hit oil on that TV show.
Right. No, that's Klempins.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to come back with more window talk with Justin Bartley of Next Door and Window after news, traffic, and weather. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
262 as of this morning. Buck naked on my scale.
I swallowed a lot of aggression along with a lot of pizzas.
I feel bad for this. I keep saying I'm sorry to my scale for the damage.
Well, at least it doesn't say come back later alone anymore.
Well played.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. If you want to hear a great pregame show, Joe Brand does an amazing pre, post, and in between periods. He is a pro, and I would advise you and encourage you to tune
in. I miss Joe. I'm sorry I don't like hockey.
I know. Do you know we have a hockey team called the Chicago
Blackhawks? You told me it. Okay. Yeah.
Just thought I'd throw it out there.
You told me that.
Yes. So Joe's doing pre, post, and in between the periods. Does a great job. So tune in to hear Joe. 312-981-7200. Let's get back to fiberglass window talk here. the I think we were talking about pricing, or no? You guys were talking ironclad windows, and then you were getting into pricing. So
ironclad. It's
I mean aluminum clad, not ironclad.
A little rust here and there never hurts any windows.
It doesn't bother a window, especially a Hochberg's.
you need good framing. Okay,
well, that is true.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, a big concern that the homeowners have is, you know, what can I expect with resale?
Sure.
And a lot of folks do tell us, you know, we're thinking of moving in 5 years. You know, what's the best bet? And the National Association of Realtors, they do study returns of the top projects. And we actually, last fall, we went over the top five, and window replacement did come in at number three. And that report says that you can expect to get about 73% of your money back on the investment when you go to sell your home, which is, I think, a huge, very good return.
Mm-hmm.
When you add in energy savings, because you're going to get energy savings, you're going to get reduced maintenance. So when you add that all in, window replacement's a really compelling investment to make in the home. But what we always tell people with, you know, what you want to look at the material. We're talking about fiberglass windows versus vinyl or wood. And we always say that you want to look at the types of finishes you have in the home now. So if you have wood floors, wood laminate, higher-end finishes in the home, you really don't want to degrade the finishes with your windows. So if you do have the wood floors, we really don't recommend going with vinyl. We would recommend a fiberglass or a wood-clad product to maintain that type of finish throughout the house, including the windows. Future buyers are going to look at the windows, and they're going to want to see higher quality finishes on the windows as well.
What's the difference in pricing between wood, vinyl, and with all the supply chain issues? Wood used to be a lot more expensive, but with all the supply chain issues, what are we looking at?
Yeah, so the difference really just a broad differences. Vinyl would typically be at the lower end of the spectrum. Fiberglass was coming in about 10% to 15% more.
Okay.
And wood maybe about 20%, 25% higher than vinyl. But what we've seen over these past 2 years, we've seen the vinyl, like our vinyl supplier since 2020, raise their prices over 30%, in these past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen the same thing happen with wood windows due to the supply issues with lumber. But when we look at the fiberglass product, they've gone up just about 6% of a year for these past 2 years, so maybe 12-13%. So all of a sudden, the gap that used to exist between that lower price vinyl and the fiberglass now has really narrowed. And so we think the fiberglass window has really increased in popularity because of the energy efficiency and the cost value proposition.
That's a perfect example of the market correcting itself. Okay, I had never heard of fiberglass windows, I'll be honest with you, right? But now with the pricing being so out of whack, and again, we go back, what is inflation? Well, if you can't afford something, you're not going to buy it. I guarantee you, as more people buy fiberglass windows and less wood windows and less vinyl windows, the cost of vinyl and wood windows will start coming down because there'll be less of a demand. Okay, it's just, it's Econ 101.
Exactly.
It's Northern Illinois sophomore year, okay? Going through my requisites to pray to get into the business school at my 2.8 average. I never get into Northern today with my 18, but that's another story, I digress. But this is where the market corrects itself. Amy talked about it earlier, okay? Your $400,000 home that we've been telling our listeners, call the realtor, sell your home, sell your home, sell your home. You're probably going to get 375 to maybe 350 as the rates continue on to the sixes. Because you're going to have listeners falling out of qualifying. This is a perfect example of where I never heard of a fiberglass. It's now becoming in vogue because everything else, the other options are so doggone expensive. It's just the way it is.
Well, it is a really good option, and we do sell vinyl and wood windows as well at Next Door and Window.
Sure.
So if you are in the market for windows or you think you may need windows, give us a call. We'd be happy to come out and evaluate your particular home and recommend the best option for you.
Phone
and
number.
We could be reached at 1-800-NEXT-DOOR or 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com.
423 area code. Black windows, too trendy. going to look so dated in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that 2020 look.
Yuck.
Yuck. Sorry to hear you have them, David.
And Joe.
And Joe. Live and learn. Stay classic when building. Okay. Well, that's one texter's
opinion.
There
is a designer out there that keeps... like
is this the same? Is this
us.
The same? Is this the same designer?
I don't know.
Have you done a search?
I don't.
Have you clicked on? That's right.
We've I don't got, want everybody to know I can do that.
We've got investigative things here because we've kind of knocked out Anna DeVlantis, taking over her position here.
We don't know where you live.
Right.
We just know.
Right. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Thank you, Justin, for the window talk here. We're going to come back with. My good friend Josh from BMO, talking about all of the different options that you have. And I'd like to talk about the meeting we had with Pastor Thurston.
Yep.
And what we're doing to turn the South Side around, help turn the South Side around, because I talked about it about a month ago, but you were involved in the second meeting, and we've got a third meeting coming up, if your boss can remember when he goes on vacation, stops rearranging everything. Nice job, Gerald Lewis. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hey, Joe Brand, can you please give us an update on the pitching matchups for today for the Cubs?
Can we just be mature about this?
No, I can't. I heard it, and I missed it at the beginning of the show. I just want to hear the pitching matchups. Joe Brand.
Chris Bubich.
Okay, Chris Bubich. 312-981-7200. It's the 13-year-old. Keeps me long here, Tommy. It keeps me young.
You are the oldest 13-year-old I know.
And the biggest.
And the biggest. And the most immature.
Now, you're a large size, 13-year-old.
And Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. John Hansen sent out a tweet earlier. You can follow John. He's a good guy. And there were a couple of jokes, immature jokes, Josh, that I could have said. And I tweeted back. I go, there are a few jokes that I could have said, inappropriate jokes, but I'm going through my mature stage right now, trying to be more mature.
No. I'm impressed.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
And I'm sure it'll last about a week and a half, but I didn't. So I texted that I'm going through a phase right now. I'm trying to be mature, so I will not comment the inappropriate jokes. 312-981-7200. But Joe Brand stopped in. He paid us for those kind comments. So thank you, Joe. That $2 will give us a quarter tank of gas. 312-981, a quarter gallon of gas. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about business banking. That's what you do. We'll talk about HELOCs after the break. Yep. I mean, literally 10 of our listeners call us. We've got a 2.5%. We want to pull out 20 grand. We've got 3.25%. We want to pull out 30 grand. There are lenders out there that will refinance them and put them into 4.5%, 5%. That, not us.
Yep.
I will not do that. It is not in the listener's best interest, and that is why we have the relationship. And we just kick them over to you guys, and you have a whole team that gets it done at an unbelievable starter rate. I'm in the process of applying to secure a HELOC with you guys because, you know, the starter rate's amazing. But let's talk between now and the top of the hour before we have to hit a break at 56 about businesses out
yep.
there. You have businesses. Some are still struggling.
Correct.
Some are rocking.
Yep.
So let's talk about, if you're a struggling business, the services and the help that you can provide before they get really, really on the rocks. So
yeah.
if they're having, because it's like on the mortgage side, right? If you get to us before you completely blow yourself up and do 4 or 5 late mortgage payments, we might be able to help you.
Exactly.
But when you put the ship on the rocks, it takes a lot more manpower and strength.
Did you say ship?
Ship.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, S-H-I-P.
No, I heard you.
Thanks for clarifying that. Good to have you back.
Good to be back. Our
in-studio censorship button here. No, but talk to business owners that are listening right now who might be having some challenges in their business. And there are a lot of listeners that are self-employed that are having challenges. What can you do for them?
Absolutely. BMO has really stepped up to the plate and put $5 billion out there to help small businesses over the next 5 years, especially ones in our CRA areas or
community reinvestment.
Exactly. Tougher situations to get approved. We're really looking at how can we help them. Lowering our credit scores, lowering some of the requirements needed to able to get a typical business loan, or even on the personal side as well.
You are mandated by the federal government. A lot of listeners don't realize this. You have to put that money back within those underserved communities.
Correct.
All big banks do.
Correct.
That is why this is out there, and you guys do it better than anybody that I've met.
Yeah, we're not looking to do the minimum. We're looking to do what can we do to significantly help businesses and on personal relationships as well. And, you know, our products really stand alone. There are no banks that I have seen out there come close to some of the stuff that we're able to do. For
like what?
For as far as like collateral requirements, I can't get into it in the detail, but our collateral requirements are significantly less than other banks out there. Our ownership structure requirements are significantly different.
Were talking to Joe and Justin about, you know, a special line of credit that you have. Explain that.
Yep. So we can go all the way up to $500,000, up to 30% of revenue for a line of credit, as long as you have the cash flow to support that, to support your request, with significant shortfalls of collateral. And our lines of credit are demand lines of credit. So once you set it up with us, they stay open pretty much until either you have a major change in ownership or structure of the business, or something out of the blue comes out and we want to change it.
All right. Now I'll ask Justin and Joe, why is that important for each of your businesses? What, you know that product to have the availability of
to have a line,
right? To have that liquidity. A lot of listeners out there have businesses that don't have a line and have no idea. And you've been in business forever,
Justin. We talked about it earlier. Is that there was a time when I had a line because I needed it.
Yeah.
Right. Now I don't need it. We still have it. Right, and you don't see it either.
Well, I think what Josh, the point Josh made was that it's good to have the line because sometimes you don't think you need it, but next year you do. And if you have that line established, it's there. And it also gives you an opportunity to maybe put the money to work that you do have, put it to work in another way, rather than have the cash sitting in the bank earning zero.
Justin taught it, or what's your name?
Josh.
It's not easy.
I pulled the Hochberg.
I know you did.
I pulled the Hochberg.
See how easy it is?
What Josh taught us is I'd rather have a line and not need it than need a line and have it.
Exactly. getting one when you really need it is difficult. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen this in the past where, you know, I have a client that has $1 million sitting in their savings account, and they're like, what do I need a line for?
Right.
And then for some reason, you know, they have economic changes or whatever, supply change issues, or their top three clients leave them, and they're draining their cash, and they're like, what do we do? Yeah. I'm like, well, it's too late now.
I'll give you something. 2008... Amy and I lived through the real estate bubble burst, and you were going to borrow against your line of credit against your house, and then most of the big banks froze those line of credits and then froze up the businesses.
Exactly.
And so that's another one. And then here, flashback to 2 years ago, right now.
Exactly.
We're in the middle of the Black Plague. We don't know what we're going into because there's no light at the end of the tunnel. And that would be a good example of why having a line of credit available when you never thought you need it, so it's there when you need it, when you never thought you would need it. We have 30 seconds before the break, so wrap it up, and then we'll pick it up on the other side.
It gives you the opportunity to fall back on something that if you need to restructure your business, if you need to make some changes, you have something. It's like an insurance policy in a way. We all have insurance, so you know if you have the ability to get this to use in a rainy day, if not needed today, it's something to put in place. I highly recommend it.
I didn't know your costs were so low. You said $150 a year is kind of like a max.
$150 a year, first year's waived. Closing costs are minimal, maybe $200-$300.
That's kind of unheard of.
It's a fantastic product for businesses out there. And in most cases, you pay everything up front when you start a business. You know, let the business run itself. Pull everything off yourself on the personal side.
Phone number. I got to hit a break, and then we'll pick it up on the other side.
312-835-1289 or joshua.herman@bmoharrisbank.com.
We're going to be talking
is
more
your name
about
Joshua.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joshua. Herman. Is it Josh or Joshua.Herman?
Joshua.Herman@bmo.com.
I'm Joshua, and this kind of class here.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad we got that out of the way. All right, so we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with more banking talk and more. I just found out I hosted the show. We go to 1:30 today. We're
yes, I know. Me and Justin We want overtime.
I know. Thanks for getting his name right. 312-981-7200. 312. It's good that he put a big sign up in black Sharpie. My name is Justin. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. We have an extended show to 1:30 today. Joe, it's my daughter's birthday tomorrow, and it's your birthday Tuesday.
How do you know that?
Because I keep track of these things.
Come on.
So, Natalie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
This is my favorite youngest daughter. This is my favorite number three daughter. I have three daughters.
She's your favorite number three?
Number three daughter. She's my favorite soon-to-be 14-year-old daughter. So she's my favorite 13-year-old daughter for another 12 hours or so. So we're going to sing happy birthday because I do that every year. And
wow, that's weird. If your daughter's 13, I've been here on the air with you for almost half her life. Do you realize that?
And do you remember when we called her and she said, I said, I love you, Natalie, and she said, I hate you?
No, she never said that.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, no, she did.
Yeah, she did. Natalie, did you not say that?
Yeah.
Did you really, Natalie?
Yeah, and I have it someplace. I will find it. And I told her that her birthday was canceled, and we're bringing back all of her guests.
Oh, all right. You were screwing.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Natalie. Happy birthday to you.
I love you, sweetheart.
I love you. Thank you.
Have a great day. I'll see you when I get home.
Bye
bye. 312. There you go.
Sounds so sweet.
Tomorrow is my grandson's
watching
birthday too.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
Yes.
And we're going to send Natalie a Mr. Flo cleaning product off for choice.
That's what she wants. That's exactly what she wants.
Go with the wood floor. We got a lot of wood floors, Natalie.
Yeah, now I understand why she said that.
Right?
312-981-7200.
You bring out the best in kids.
That's right. 312-981-7200. Tell you what, Josh, we're going to take a quick break here, Benny. Let's go long form on the bottom. We'll knock the commercials out. So you'll have more time. I wanted to get my daughters, of course,
Of course.
Trumps you any day.
Hey, I get it.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more of the products and services and what we're doing to help turn around a unserved area on the south side off the Bishop Ford. Used to be known as the Calumet Expressway back in the day. And 115th, there's a church there. And there's a pastor by the name of Stephen Thurston that we're working with, and we're going to do some good things. We're going to talk about that as well. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jim in Orland Park, how are you?
I'm a long-time listener.
How old are you, Jim?
I'm 68.
Have you applied for your senior tax exemption and freeze and all that stuff?
I can't get a freeze and make $1,000 too much.
All right. Well, that sucks. Is that combined income or is that for single individual? Is that housing income?
That's combined. That's the housing.
Well, have, bring on another wife and knock it down. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Have more kids, right?
Wow.
I'm happy, boy.
I think you need to stick to giving financial advice. Not this family planning stuff. Probably not your fourth, though. 67. Have more kids, yeah.
Have more kids.
Yeah. Exemptions.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That hit a little too close to home for Roy. I mean, that's why he cringed. I mean, Roy's like, no more kids. No more kids. No more wife. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right, let's talk about the home equity products. Okay, that are out there. You have a special going on. I'm applying for a home equity line, even though, again, I don't need one. Okay?
You personally?
Yeah, against my house. Why not? I got a ton of equity in my home. I don't need one, but I'm taking my advice and applying for one because I don't need one. God forbid I ever need one. It's there that I could tap into. It's really that simple. Talk about those different types of products, and I want to talk about Reverend Thurston that we're trying to
do. Excuse me. Are you worried that you spent too much in San Francisco?
No. I know I spent too much. I'm not worried about it.
Okay, but I'm worried
know
about you now.
$150 for a family of five for breakfast.
I know.
Yeah, okay? Right? It's ridiculous.
That's inflation.
You're concerned, aren't you?
No. I'm like, the McDonald's over there looks great. No, we're on vacation. I'm like, again, yeah, we could eat McDonald's on vacation. They have delicious breakfast.
Yep.
And there goes your diet. It's not
the, nope. I had three side eggs and a coffee, so I was all good. And I walked like 7 miles a day. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about the line of credits and why they're important. On the we talked about it on the business side, but on the personal side,
absolutely. It's pretty much the same concept. You know, like you said, you don't need it. Why not take it out now? Lock it in. You know, you can go up to a certain percentage of the value of your home, depending on the situation. Obviously, the lower the better. We'll give you a lower rate. The higher is a little bit higher rate. But they're all very good options because you the money basically sits in an account. And if you need it, you need it to go purchase windows, for example. You want to do a replace all your windows and it costs $25,000. You know, where's it? What's a good place to do it? And it's probably going to be one of the least expensive routes to take, mm-hmm. rather than either liquidating all your cash out of your account or putting it on a credit card paying, you know, 19%. You know, look in somewhere where you're more reasonable, where you're at, you know, roughly prime plus a percentage or right at prime. Right now, prime's roughly 3.5, and it's going to keep going up.
But you've got teaser rates in the twos right now.
Yeah, we have teaser rates that are
in the twos.
What's a teaser rate?
It's fixed for 6 months or a year.
Okay. Yeah, so we have a couple options out there right now where you can possibly, if you qualify for prime minus 1.25 or prime, you know, for 6 months or prime minus 0.75 for a year, and then it goes back to the normal rate, typically prime plus a percentage. You know, very low closing cost, if any, depends on your situation. If you have an investment property in another state and we have to get other insurance companies and appraisals involved, then the cost might be slightly higher, but it's pretty minimal. If you're looking to refinance your primary residence in Illinois, it's possible that there might be no closing cost or very minimal closing costs.
You know, I'll give you an example right now. We've got a guy, he thought his home was going to come in on the North Shore at $2 million. Okay? It came in at 1.6. Okay? It didn't work. So we're refinancing his first. He's got $1 million first loan. And he wanted to take his $400,000 HELOC and roll it in. We didn't have the equity because of the appraisal. He owned a second home on the East Coast, free and clear. Appraisal came in at he thought it was worth $4 million, came in at $680,000. Okay. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
Right. Not too many times, Amy, that happens. Right.
And you have no control over that.
Correct. No control.
Wait
2-3 weeks for the appraisal. I'm like, I'm in San Francisco. I'm like, did we get the damn appraisal yet? Yeah. It came in. What is it? $680,000. I'm like, for the guys. I'm like, Mr. McGillicuddy. Yeah. I'm like, holla, damn, Luya. Mm-hmm. Let's take it out. We needed four. We took $400,000 HELOC against his East Coast condo or East Coast home to pay off his HELOC that he has up here on the North Shore because he didn't have the equity. We're going to refinance, and we're able to, you know, do the loan because of the BMO Harris HELOC against the second home that he owned free and clear. It's nice. It's monetary. I won't use
monopoly.
That. Monopoly. It's monetary monopoly. Yep. You're just moving board. You're just moving pieces around a board. That's all you're doing.
Exactly.
You're just playing with numbers.
And we're looking out for our client's best interests. And if a situation arises where I feel that you know it might be better to do the mortgage or not move forward with this, you know, we'll make those recommendations, you know. But, you know, as I was saying on the break, that there's a lot of things that are out of our control, you know, appraisals, where you fall in as far as income qualifying for certain things.
Creative accountants that have net operating losses where you might not have a net operating loss, but they show it as a net operating loss to take a deduction and it screws up your books. Then you look at other areas like assets and P&Ls and cash flow models and all that stuff. That's what you do better than any of the banks I've worked with in the past 21 years.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And it's about working as a team. I mean, that's really what it is at the end of the day. We're looking out for your best interest. And if it doesn't work today, how can we get there and how can we give you, you know, give you some guidelines to get it approved?
I had a couple you come to, you'll love this, Amy. Couple comes to me, goes, our appraisal came in light. And you didn't appraise it for what it should, you know, for whatever reason. I'm like, what are you talking? I'm like, A, I have no control over a third party appraisal that's licensed by the state of Illinois that the appraisal management company sent out. I can't talk to them. I don't have any kind. I don't even know the guy or gal's name that's doing it.
Exactly.
That's number one. Number two, it's in my best interest for you to get the top value so we can get your loan done so I can put braces on my daughter's teeth and pay for all my advertising. Okay. All right. And pay for the black windows that I got that some texters are bashing me on. All right. We have no invested value of a low or a high appraisal. It's Russian roulette. Right?
Exactly.
Order it. They go out. Here's the number.
We hope for the best, and we can fight for it and try to come back. I mean, there's alternatives. If we do a drive-by and it's not, you know, it doesn't come in at the value we were looking for, you know, there's things out there. Did you rehab your house? Did you make some changes? Did a house sell down the street the other day for more money, and it's the same house? I mean, there's things that we can go back to and go back on and potentially get that value sure. up. And we try. We try to do everything we can, but sometimes it just doesn't work, and we have to wait a little while, and we'll try again. And that those are the things that we work with our clients on, and we continue to mentor them and show them what things that we need to have in place to help get them to their financial goals.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Josh, there is a pastor by the name of Stephen Thurston, New Covenant Missionary Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I are Baptists in our spare time. You know, when the Jewish thing gets tired and we got a lot of rules.
We got to change it up a little.
Yeah, we got to change it up. So I met Pastor Thurston through Santita Jackson, Jesse mm-hmm. Jackson's daughter, who has a show on another station up the dial in the morning. She's a very nice lady. Does a lot for their community. I said, I want to give back to the black and brown and underserved communities that are not getting the proper financing and financial education, financial literacy that their areas deserve, because the only way we're going to turn things around is by lifting everybody up at the same time, right?
With correct.
The tides correct. Rises all ships. So I came up with this great idea. Let's get a hold of a pastor that wants to work with us. We work through the congregations, because the black congregations on the south side are huge within their communities. I called you guys. I got BMO on board with the financing, because I didn't want to go through the state and have to kiss state regulations rear ends. BMO's on board with the dough. Your boss and I met with the pastor a couple, 3 weeks ago, had a great lunch. 2 weeks ago, we had a Zoom meeting. We're going to have another meeting. So here's what we're doing. And kudos to BMO for this. We are going to go into these congregations, into his congregation, mm-hmm. give financial literacy. And we're going to educate everybody, Amy, what it takes to buy a home, what principal, interest, taxes, and insurance is, why you need good credit, why you need an emergency fund. BMO's coming in with down payment assistance program, because a lot of challenges within these underserved and underserved areas is that they don't have that initial downstroke to get in. BMO's going to have the down payment assistance programs and cover the closing costs.
Right, and credit builder as well.
And we're going to build their credit. And they've got these credit builder programs. So this is what we're doing. And I talked to some state reps already. I talked to Rep Mike Zalewski. Good dude. He's helping us out. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go to the Cook County Land Bank and get some properties from them. We're going to take these pigs, turn them into princesses. We're going to connect with the unions.
Yep.
We're going to come to you for windows and doors. And we're going to connect with the unions with using these homes that are just rotting as training grounds, mm-hmm. right? Because everybody needs employees, needs new blood. So we're going to go to these communities. We're going to be like, hey, 123 Hummingbird Lane over there, that home that you've passed by for the past 20 years, it's fallen down. We're going to use that. Who wants a job? Who wants a job within the community? Who wants to be in a mason? Who wants to be in the electrical union? Who wants to be a carpenter? Who wants to be in plumbing? All who wants to be a painter? Who wants to be a roofer? Get all the unions together. BMO's going to fund it. Okay, and then when we have that house ready, we're going to go to the pool from the community at the church that we've already gone through training and counseling and got their credit solid, and we're going to sell them that house. And what happens when you sell one house, Amy? What happens to a community when you sell one house? Economic development, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Then you could go to the next house. And then what we do is we get five houses, and we just jump each house because you've got the dough.
Rebuild a community and help each other out. I mean, that's really what we're here for.
I don't need any type of Illinois money. I don't want to be tied to any politician. All the elected officials will show up later and take all the credit, right?
Well.
And we don't really care. Just stay the hell out of the way, but help us get it off the ground with all the unions and everything else, and you guys will be correct. There for the money. So thank you. We talked about CRA, right? Community Reinvestment Act. That's where banks have to come in and lend to underserved areas because the areas are underserved and the banks have got the resources. And mortgage brokers, when I advertise, I have to advertise to all different segments of the population, black, brown, underserved. You know, I did Russian radio because I have a loan officer who speaks Russian. We did Hispanic radio because we had two brothers that spoke Spanish, okay? So that's what we're doing. So kudos to you guys.
Thank you.
I think it's great that you guys are putting in that type of resources and you're going to be there for the business banking because a lot of these listeners within those communities, Amy, own their own businesses and don't have the financial support, Justin, that you had when you started with the business contacts. That's what we're going to do.
That's awesome.
I looked at the pastor. I said straight up, I go, when we put stuff in the house and we leave at 5 o'clock, I need you and your community to police that house to make sure when we come back at 8 o'clock, nothing's gone between when we leave at 5 and when they get there at 8. And I said, you get it? He's like, I got it and I understand. I said, we can't be putting copper in these houses and then drywalling them, and then we come back in the morning and the copper's gone and the drywall's down. I go, it's got to be a community buy-in, and they got to protect what we're building there. He's like, 100%.
Yeah, we all got to work together. And as far as, you know, working with religious organizations, you know, we're huge about that. I'm one of the top lenders for churches, synagogues in the state, and most banks run away from that.
Phone number.
312-835-1289 or joshua.herman, H-E-R-M-A-N-N, at BMO.com.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Bottom of the hour, a lady called in about LifeLock. We're going to have her call back, and then we're going to just do roundtable for an hour. 312, I got a couple questions for you, Amy. 312-981-7200. A question for you, Joe, about costs. And
I got a question for you, David.
Okay.
We don't have any food here, and it's really getting hungry out.
Okay, 312, I'm sure the listeners are very, very interested in that. 312-981-7200. Go to WGADavid.com. We're going to throw it over to the news team now.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Land.
Big deal.
So many more viewers.
Did you know I was on John Records Land? I don't know if I told you.
You know how many more people watch his show? Or
but when I was on with John
Records Landecker. Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you're right about that.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Janelle Iacchino.
That's funny, right?
Yeah, she's great.
Where
Rose
is she?
Pest Solution. Oh, she's coming back on in the spring when the bugs come out. 312.
It's not true. There's bugs all year. Why don't they get a clue?
We've told her that.
Jesus.
We've told her that. Mice.
Mice, bugs, critters. I'll tell you what. Leave your house for a while and see what moves in.
Okay. Your son?
Oh.
No, I wish he'd check that stuff. But no.
Which one?
Jeremy.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Deborah, thanks for calling back. You have a question about Title Lock. What's your question?
Hi. I had a Title Lock, a question about HomeTitleLock.com. I was curious about it. My daughter, she's 26. She owns a 150-year-old farmhouse out in McHenry. And I just wanted to make sure, you know, everything is going good in her life. And I would hate to see something like this happen.
Okay, so here's what I would tell you. Here's what David Schluter would tell you. Amy, chime in. There's insurance for everything, and if you think you need to have insurance, you should have insurance. Okay? And that's what he would tell you. I would tell you that I've never heard of anybody. Josh, I asked the panel. Josh said he has heard of somebody. I've been doing this 21 years. And in order to steal somebody's title, and I'll use Amy's house as an example, okay? And this is the example I used in studio here during the break when we were talking about it. If I was going to try to steal Amy's house, I would have to get a quitclaim deed, which you can pull off the internet. That's no problem. You would have to forge Amy and her husband Mike's name, which is a federal offense, okay? You would then have to sign your own name, or some scumbag that's trying to steal the house, in this case me, would have to sign my name to the quitclaim deed. And then I would have to get a notary to notarize, saying that they witnessed Amy and her husband Mike signing the form and me signing the form, which, again, is another federal offense for breaking federal law as a notary. And then I would have to file that with the county, which costs a couple of bucks, a couple of hundred bucks, whatever it costs, to get it recorded. I've never experienced in the 21 years I've been doing this, anybody ever getting that happening to anybody.
But Dave, even like we talked about, and then what do you do with it? So now that you say you own this, can you sell it?
Well, you then you could take a mortgage out, theoretically, if your name is on the title and is on, you own the house. I never experienced anybody ever having this challenge. Right. Amy, have you?
No.
Okay. Josh says he's heard.
Yeah, and the commercial where they actually take someone from their group and actually sign everything over.
Sure.
Down to one piece of paper at the very end of it. Within like 5 minutes, because no one checks whether or not it's
That's a bunch of crap. Here, I will tell you this, and Dave Schluter as the attorney we'll tell you, you get insurance for anything you want, right? You could get, if you drive a motorcycle, you could get insurance for driving a motorcycle, right? If you jump out of airplanes, you could get, you probably can't get any insurance because nobody's going to insure you against that. But
yeah, they will.
Okay. So you just make sure you have to have a working parachute. But, you get insurance for anything, okay? If you want to get this, all I know is this. Everybody in this room knows what type of investment it is to advertise on the radio. And I will tell you, it's even more expensive of an investment to advertise on TV. And the rate at which those companies advertise on the TV, cable, which is TV, and radio, at the pace at which they do, costs an awful lot of money to do. Which means they have to get an awful lot of people to buy their product to fund their, to cover the cost of their advertising. I will tell you, 21 years, I do not have it on my home. And I will tell you, I did not have it on any of my investment properties. And I do not know anybody in the 21 years in the tens of thousands of loans that we've helped our listeners originate. Has that ever happened to anyone? Could it happen? Sure. Okay. I could get hit by an airplane dropping out of the sky. Okay. I could get insurance against getting hit by an airplane dropping out of the sky. But the odds of that happening are not great. But you have to do what's right for you to do what David Schluter does to make sure it does. You know, you got to make the decision. I don't have it on my home, and I think I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, hang on for your Mr.
They really make it sound like it's worse than credit card theft, and it's just as easy, if not easier.
It's not easy. It's not easy. And I want to reach through the TV, and I want to reach through the radio and choke the person that's doing it. Because...
Well, it's Newt Gingrich.
Oh. Newt Gingrich. Oh, Mr. Okay.
Yeah, he's on the infomercial.
Okay, so I will leave it at this.
I don't know why he's credible in that regard, though.
Well, you told me not to go there. You went there. Okay, so Joe tells me to stop, and then he blows right through his own stuff.
No, because I'm thinking it's a funny choice. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, here, Newt Gingrich... is like Tom Selleck.
Yeah, I didn't find him that credible either. Well, handsome, maybe, but
Tom Selleck, incredible. Henry Winkler.
Winkler.
John Thompson, may he rest in peace. Pat Boone, and all the previously mentioned names do reverse mortgage commercials. And they know about reverse mortgages, what they read off the teleprompter. Okay? And they get paid an awful lot of money to read what they know nothing about reverse mortgages because they'll never need one or originate one from what they read off a teleprompter. So Newt Gingrich is now hawking, no pun intended, my last name, is now selling LifeLock, which I find kind of ironic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just tells you that Newt needs a payday, and he's getting a payday because they're paying him a lot of money probably to sponsor that. So that's all I'll say. You know, everybody's entitled to make money.
David.
Yeah, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning
she
product.
She just wants to get off.
I know. She's like, shut up.
At this point, she's like, David,
just move
we're
on.
Done.
We're
right.
done. Hang I'm on. Done talking to you, David.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor. She's like, just send me the Mr. Floor. I don't even have a daughter. She doesn't own a farm. I just wanted to call, get you riled up with the new Gingrich and get my cleaning product. Tell Grace what type of cleaning product you have. 312-981-7200. Benny, are you ready to go to break? Benny's ready to go to break. We're going to take some text messages here off the text line. Amy, you better brace for impact because there's a couple coming your way. We got a couple of window questions. Josh, we got a couple of questions for you as well.
How about me? Anything?
I was just getting to
Jesus.
You. Yeah.
Whoa.
Save the best for last.
Is that what happens?
312-981-7200.
I don't know.
MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'll be right back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm thinking about becoming, get ready for this, because I'm on Instagram now. I'm a grammar, because I'm a grammar. So David Hochberg on Instagram. So I'm scrolling through, and I see the Kardashians are making a fortune, taking pictures, eating stuff in their bathing suits. And I'm like, I could do that.
Well, I'm just not sure about that.
Oh, my God, David.
I could do that.
That was the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
I could do that.
You got to look into OnlyFans, possibly, then.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, boomers.
Google that.
Not here, though. Don't Google it here.
Joe Brand, coming in from left field. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Amy 630. What impact, if any, do companies that buy homes and turn them into rentals have on the Chicagoland market? That's a great question.
What impact do they have?
If any. Yeah.
I mean, there have definitely been companies who've done that here. So that has happened. I think it fills a need. I don't think it's a negative.
No.
I think it's a positive.
Could it be a negative?
Well, I guess if you live next to one and it wasn't cared for, you may look at it as being a negative.
People not taking care of it.
Right. I mean, it wouldn't be necessarily a company. I don't think it's a negative. I think it's a positive.
So do I.
So I think it's a good thing.
Amy, have you seen private equity come into the residential housing market to buy up properties? I've heard that that's happening, sure. Which is, you know, driving up the demand.
And sometimes it'll come in. We don't have that here near as much as what you do in other markets, though. So understand that we are not affected like you are seeing in the Sun Belt, on the coast. And I believe, honestly, a lot of the companies have stayed out of here because of our taxes. And that's been fortunate for
good
some.
Point.
Yeah. I think that we've not seen the iBuyers. There's plenty of iBuyer companies that are in the South. They've never come here.
And not because their taxes are low, Justin. Just want to clarify that. They're scared to death because, here, if you're paying $10,000, okay, in real estate taxes, that's $833 a month. All right? You got $833 a month. That today is the equivalent, Josh, of a $150,000 mortgage payment. Last year, it was the equivalent of a $200,000 mortgage payment. So when you've got a counterbalance, plus if it's an investment property, Amy, the real estate taxes on a non-owner-occupied property are 15 to 20% greater than they are on an owner-occupied property.
Not the tax, the real estate taxes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
100%. It's not owner-occupied.
Not owner-occupied. You don't get your homeowner exemption.
Exactly.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
I see.
Yep.
Yes. 630. Just an FYI, it's 77 degrees here in Florida.
Thank you, Mr. Janky.
Tom Janky.
Janky. Yeah. Janky.
77 degrees.
I just talked to him yesterday. He's funny.
I'm sitting here at 77 degrees, guys, and I hear it's 16 below. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I'm going to give you an example, Amy, and everybody in here, but Amy in particular. A friend of mine works at a big box bank. He works with the private client. He has a client that makes a lot of money, seven digits. This client and his wife have $5 million within this big
box.
Thank you. I lost my train of thought. In the big box bank. They are buying a $4 million home in South Florida. Okay? A big home in South Florida. That's a second home. They wanted to finance 70% loan to value. Okay? $2.8 million. So they were going to put down $1.2 million. He has $5 million. He and she, the couple, has $5 million liquid in the private banking department at this bank. The risk manager, Josh, you could appreciate this, came back, because you used to be a risk manager, came back to the banker, who's a friend of mine, a mortgage professional, works at this big box bank, and says, we don't like South Florida right now, and we are only lending to 780 credit score borrowers, which is amazing credit, with $5 million in the bank, with low debt-to-income ratio, with a guy and a gal that we've done loans for the past 10 years, we're only lending to 60% loan-to-value. Why are they doing that? Because they see a weakening in the upper-end market in the state of Florida. Okay? Why is that happening? And what happens typically, as you know, Amy, what happens on the coasts typically works its way up to us here. And not that we've got a huge second home market here in Chicago. It's not happening, right? Things are a lot better in Florida. You've got better weather. You've got better taxes. But that's just a foresight into what's happening. We've been talking about it. You have a couple, makes a ton of money, $5 million in this big box bank, wants to finance 70%, and the risk manager saying, we don't like Southern Florida right now. It's over leveraged. We will do the loan, but we want them to bring in another 10%. We want them to bring in another $400,000. Okay? So there is where it starts to Justin, we were talking about it earlier with inflation. This is where the market, and we were talking about it earlier with wood and fiberglass and vinyl wood. This is where the market starts changing. Yep. What did they do? They found another bank. Okay, my buddy lost the loan. He's not real happy with his big box bank right now. But they found 70% financing because another big box bank was willing to give them financing because of their credit profile. It just shows you different banks within that upper end market. The appetite for that is starting to change, and that's a tell. We talked about it earlier, Amy. You've been doing this for 18 years. I've been doing it for 21. That's the tell. That's the sign.
David, there is, I think, an important point for all of us in Chicago, and that is just the valuation levels of the homes that we have here in Illinois, in Chicago, and
right.
Outlying areas has not, you know, we have not seen the type of valuation increases that they're seeing in Florida. So I would like your comment on how do you feel about, or Amy's, about the valuation of homes in the Chicago market.
Sure.
Which are much lower and haven't appreciated like we've seen in Florida.
I think the right term would be haven't appreciated as aggressively as they have in other markets, in southern markets, south of here.
Right, but we still saw a 15% increase last year. I mean, that's significant.
I'll tell you,
the last couple of years, we've seen a huge increase year over year.
I will tell you of a story of a buddy of mine I had breakfast with yesterday. I had a veggie omelet, by the way, in case you were interested, which is soda approved. Bought a home in Tennessee. Paid $375 for it, okay, 3,000 square foot, three-car garage. He's paying $2,600 a year in real estate taxes. He was up in Lake Zurich paying $14,000 to $15,000. Bought it for $375. His neighbor, same exact home, just sold his home for $600,000. Moved down there 3 years ago. Okay?
That's another market that's been really hot.
Yeah.
Right.
So where you've seen those increases. But here in Chicago, again, the increases have been...
Not as aggressive as...
Not nearly
as south. But we'll
as
talk about more on the other side of the break.
And still very nice.
But definitely
not as crazy.
Yeah.
But listen, California is always crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we always say, you know what? We see it on the coast first,
sure.
And then it works its way in.
And at $6.28 a gallon for gas, it's going to start crushing people on the coast. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills, go to news, traffic, and weather, and come back on the other side of the hour. Thanks for listening. We'll be back at about 1:06. 312-981-7200. Blackhawks hockey coming up with the one and only Joe Brand at 1:30. Does a great job. Also, if you want to hear a great young color analyst, Nick Olchek is amazing. He does an amazing job. Nick Olchek's son. He does an amazing job explaining the game to all you hockey fans. 312, not as good as Troy. We all love Troy. Troy's.
I think that's Eddie Olchek's son.
What did I say?
Nick.
Nick Olchek's
no,
son.
No, Nick. Oh, yeah. Nick wouldn't have a. Yeah.
No,
hello?
I don't think he's got a son, as far as I know.
I was just saying to see if you're awake and paying attention. Nick Olchek is the son of Eddie Olchek, who was obviously amazing at his trade, and his son, the apple did not fall far from the tree. So if you want to hear good. Color and an analysis of a hockey game from a young professional broadcaster.
Let's move on.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Is Nick Olchek. I got a 773 texter here. I have to brag. Somebody by the name of Sharon Herman.
Oh, boy.
since he's not doing it, Josh and I are headed to San Diego in July to receive his fourth top performer award.
Does that come from your wife? Meaning the performer award?
Yeah, right. Oh. I'm a top performer, baby.
Congratulations!
But you're the fourth.
20 years of marriage.
Four.
20 years of marriage. He's only made it 4 years. He's only got it four.
But no, he's the fourth top performer.
I know. We
for
got
his
it.
Wife.
All right, keep going.
Four time. Yeah, and I've been ranked the number one lender in BMO in the country.
Are you serious?
There.
Nice
that
job.
That is amazing. Good job. Nice to meet you.
312-981-7200.
You did the same when you were selling shoes, too, right?
I did.
Okay, good.
I did.
630. Let's move on, Joe, as you would say to me. Exactly. 630. Reverse mortgages. Such a great product for lenders. They never lose. Only the taxpayers do. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly.
This 630 person, texter, is completely off base because it's great for the borrower who takes out the reverse mortgage, who pays mortgage insurance into a fund. Taxpayers never get hurt at all. Never get hurt because there's billions of dollars in an insurance fund to cover any type of shortage. So I extremely disrespect. I respectfully disagree with you. 312-981-7200. All right, we're going to go down the line here. Joe mentioned earlier about costs going up, but his costs aren't going up. You want to explain that more? What are you doing differently than all of your competition? You made a comment earlier. You want to clean that up a little bit, that your costs, you know, you'll quote a job, and that's the job. At the beginning of the show, you made a comment about that.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so...
Well, if you buy it now, so, you're locked in today's pricing.
Yes, all right.
Pricing.
We're not... You and I talked about it. I'm not going to charge a surcharge right now for gas prices, right? So... All of our costs are going up, but we're not going to increase for gas prices right now. We're going to try to cover it. That's
right.
It.
Okay. Right. But it's going to be built into your quote.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. No hidden charges or up charges at the end, that kind of thing. Is that what you're going to?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to clean that up.
You just wanted to figure out what you could possibly talk to me about.
No. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Bingo.
You said also earlier in the show that you to not wait, like Justin said, don't wait until the last minute.
Let's get that clear.
You want to explain that. How far out are you out with?
Not really. I'm saying if you're going to get it done this year, start planning now. Just enjoy it. Don't work yourself into an urgent situation. That's where we make mistakes.
Okay.
But we can help you plan now. It doesn't cost you anything except your time.
All right. Amy, comment earlier about now's a good time. If the person needs to sell in June or July, is that a bad time, or should they sell now and find a place to live? What's your recommendation for those listeners out there that know they're going to move when Johnny or Sally walk down to get their diploma but aren't ready to move now but don't want to miss this market because it's going to start going backwards as the interest rates start going up? What's your recommendation?
We are in March. We can sell you. We can put you on the market now and not close until June or July. So get on the market now. Get your buyer.
Is that happening because of the short supply? That a lot of or is that something that are you seeing that happening, or is that?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
We've got a situation right now. We've got a property under contract. We've had it under contract for 2 months that won't close until June or July.
Okay. And absolutely. They took advantage at the peak of the market.
Yep.
I mean, 100%. You're basically April 1st. I mean, for all intents and purposes, do the math. June 1st is 60 days away.
Yeah.
And graduation is going to be within the next 60 days. Your kid's going to get their diploma in the next 60 to 90 days.
Yep.
So if you're going to plan, start packing your stuff now, because right now your house is going to be worth more today than it's going to be in June.
Yep.
Would you agree with that statement?
100%.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We have a question for you, Justin, about financing opportunities, but let's take a quick break. Benny, go to break, come back, because we've got a hard out, because we've got to throw it over to our good friend Joe Brand at 129.38, or else we get in trouble. So let's take a quick break now. Justin, I got a question for you about financing opportunities of new windows that I want you to talk about for our listeners. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WCHAM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're going to send you a Mr. Floor hoodie. I'm going to send you a MegaPros hoodie.
Oh, he doesn't even have
He doesn't have hoodies. He's got his cleaning
He's
product.
He's got a cleaner hoodie.
We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, Karen, and we're going to help you do our best to help you, okay?
How do you know Karen doesn't want to?
I love it. Thank you so much.
Karen, you want a hoodie?
I love a hoodie.
All right, you get one anyway.
It's a MegaPros hoodie. It's the only hoodie that could keep you warm and very cool at the same time.
Okay, that's a little creepy. All right, so hang on, Karen.
71 degrees tomorrow.
I know, but sometimes it's chilly in the evening.
Okay.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200.
Do you like doing this show, Mr. Hochberg?
I love it.
Do you?
It's a highlight of my week. Now that you're back.
No, I don't know about that.
312-981-7200. We have 8 minutes. Let's talk about financing opportunities for our listeners that have lived through a winter of a cold house, of a drafty house, and they didn't get around to doing the windows last year, but they want to do it this year. Are there any financing opportunities for your windows and doors?
Yes, we do have some great, really easy ways to get started, flexible payment options. Our most popular option right now is it's just a no-interest, one-year, same-as-cash program.
Nice.
So you can get started today with zero down. There's zero interest during that promotional period of 1 year and zero payments as well. And with the extended lead times, that does give you an extra buffer for payment. So, for example, if you bought windows today, we mentioned earlier, it might take anywhere between 3 and 6 months before your project's installed.
Oh, wow.
So the clock doesn't even start until the project's completely installed.
Wow.
So if it takes, let's just say, 4 months, four months from now, that year would start. So you're almost getting a year and
that's
a half.
That's a good thing for those customers, because otherwise they could be paying for the windows that weren't put in yet.
That's right. It's a great option.
Wow.
You could keep your cash in your pocket for almost a year and a half, and then you would have to pay the balance off.
Can they pay it off monthly or in one lump sum?
There's no prepayment penalty. You can pay it off as quickly as you want, nice. Or you can wait till that lasts.
But it doesn't start until the windows are in.
Right. The clock does not start until the project's completely installed. Gives you a few extra months to pay for it.
Phone number.
You can call 1-800-NEXT-DOOR. Or go to 1-800-NEXTDOOR.com.
Josh, for the other bank person, they got your bank wrong. For the BMO person, I'll edit it for you. For the BMO person, if I have an equity account that I set up about 6 years ago, okay, haven't used it, should I reapply for the better deal now? Thanks. Great question, because typically how long does a HELOC last for?
Usually 10 years.
The draw period lasts for 10 years.
Correct.
So this texter only has 48 more months, according to this texter's text. Say that 10 times quick. Only has 48 months. So if they could reload, there's probably the prepayment penalty runs out after 36 months. So I don't think there'd probably be any prepayment penalty.
Correct.
But what your recommendation then for this texter, been in their HELOC for six years, should they re-up it now?
It would be a good idea if they plan on staying in the house for an extended period of time, more than 24 months, 36 months, I would say, then I would do that. If you plan on selling, then I wouldn't do it. I would just hold off, and then we'll do it on the new home,
because if possible. Because as Amy said, the values are going to be at their highest today than they will be anywhere in the next couple of years.
That is correct.
I'll tell you how many people want to buy a new house but haven't sold their old house and having a HELOC on their existing house. I got a guy right now that texts me prior to the show, hey, I live in Indiana. I want to move to Tennessee. How do I do it? And the easiest way would have been take out a HELOC against your existing house, use that liquidity to buy the house down there. You're paying interest only on the house up here. When you sell the house up here, you have no mortgage.
Yep.
It gets paid off, and you own the house down south.
And you're coming in with cash rather than – so you're trumping a lot of mortgage buyers, people that need mortgages.
You're a cash buyer.
That's it. Cash buyer.
For listeners want to reach out to you to talk more about their personal or business banking, how do they reach out to you?
312-835-1289 or joshua.herman, H-E-R-M-A-N-N, at BMO.com.
And ask your wife to please be more specific when she sends texts into the show, because she can't leave herself open. Or you, more importantly, you open that. For a guy like Joe, who's just a sniper.
I like to toot my horn, but
well, it's good to know you're a top performer.
Yeah,
well, only four times.
In the past, he doesn't know. He doesn't know what.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, exactly.
I got it.
What do you want our listeners to leave with, Joe?
Oh, just have a beautiful, beautiful weekend and enjoy yourself.
Are bathrooms and kitchens?
Oh, you're trying to make this serious.
No. Why start now? It's been an hour, three
bathrooms
hours and 25
and kitchens,
minutes.
Yes, our average size job is going up, like we talked about, going up in scope, right? So people are doing a bathroom with a kitchen right now.
And you're seeing, you made the great comment coming in at the beginning of the show.
No.
I know you didn't. You probably forgot, but it was pretty good. that you made a comment to Amy that a lot of that you're busy because a lot of our of the buyers are just buying stuff to buy.
So we talked about that. You almost had to buy it at that time, right? So it's like, boom, I found the house. It's accepted. I got it.
I've lost five other houses. I'm buying that
right.
One.
Right.
Like Josh, he bought one with good bones.
Yes.
And
oh, you did the same thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Same thing.
Right.
And I'm doing a home equity in about a week.
Yeah. And you're your own general contractor, which is kind of disheartening.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, but you gutted.
Man of many trades. But,
right. But you bought
pretty
it.
Pretty much so. Yeah.
He gutted the whole darn thing.
I know. But wait a minute. Good house, great area, great school district, on a great quiet street.
Mm-hmm.
He went in there. He bought it because, you know, it wasn't the greatest condition. And he did exactly what you and Amy were talking about at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, but he should have
called you.
Called Mike.
Well, I could have.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, Mr. Hogle, and get quotes on opportunities to enhance their listeners' home.
Megapros.com.
We do a lot of that.
That was smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Mm-hmm. Amy Kite. Now is the best time. We've been talking to our listeners, stressing to our listeners, advising our listeners, educating our listeners for the past, since the beginning of the year.
Yes.
That don't wait. Rates are going up. Check that box. Don't wait. As rates go up, lead times on homes are also going to extend. Check that time. How do we know that? Because even though we talked about, CNBC came out with an article that I forwarded to you last night. I'm like, hey, Amy, look, it's official now.
Right.
Okay, we've been talking about it for 90 days, but CNBC comes out with the article. Now it's official. We've been talking about you have a better chance of rates hitting 5 and 6% than you do 3 again.
Oh, yes.
And what happens, it reduces the pool of buyers because they qualify to buy less, and some just fall out altogether because they can't afford to buy a home because it's too expensive now. If our listeners want more information about selling their home while the market's hot, take advantage of it now. Sell it today. Maybe move out in June or July. Extended closes. That's the best thing our listeners could do right now. Number to call.
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
And if you have any questions for anybody that was on today's show or previous shows, it's very simple. You could go to wgndavid.com, wgndavid.com. I've referred everybody on this show today and everybody that is part of the show to listeners, and I back them up wholeheartedly because I've used about 90% of the experts on the show in my personal life, or have referred them to listeners who then call back and tell me that they've done an amazing job. So that's the best recommendation that I could give you. If you want to download podcasts of previous shows, please go to wgndavid.com. That's wgndavid.com for all of our contact information. You could download links of previous shows like I previously mentioned. You could send emails to all of the experts if you have any questions. If you're interested in being on the show, you could shoot me an email, david@56david.com. That's david@56david.com. Coming up next, exciting Blackhawks hockey pregame with Joe Brand. And he's awesome. He's great at what he does. He's a professional, and he does an amazing job with pre, post, and in-between periods. So stay tuned for Joe Brand. And then next week, we are back to our regularly scheduled time, 10 until 1. I appreciate everybody listening. WGNDavid.com. Go Blackhawks. Have a great weekend, everybody. Appreciate you listening to the show. A special shout-out to my daughter, Natalie, and her 14th birthday. And Joe's birthday is on Monday or Tuesday, Joe?
29th.
Okay.
Is that Monday or Tuesday?
That's, who knows. But
thank you for remembering, though. It means a lot.
All right.
It gives me a chill.
Go Hawks!
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Realtor Amy Kite, Next Door and Window, and Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.